Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to Friday Junior. Yeah, I like that because it's kind of like the a drill. Like a military drill before you actually do the deed, or what would you call it? What's the non-drill? This is not a drill. So if Thursday is, never mind, you're busy already.
You just said it. It's not a drill. Okay. This is not a drill, they'll say.
Well, hey, we were at Oppenheimer, Mr. Virgil, and I urge all of you, even those of you that aren't old enough, we had no recollection of all of this, the bombing of Japan, Hitler dying, any of that. But there were some older folks that came. Anyway, I had to do a Debbie while we were there early on. You can always count on me that something's going to happen. We're sitting there. The movie is underway. And at the theater, I always ask for nice water. They give it to you for free.
You'll come.
So, yeah, it's mine. I'm not a big one. And then in my handbag, I've got a nice bottle of water. But anyway, I went to pick the cup up. And apparently, you know those, they're the ones that you throw away at the theater. And they're flimsy, kind of.
The wax paper cup.
Yeah, I went to kind of squeeze it. And the top went up and broke. Well, let me tell you, that was the biggest thrill for my day, was having a crotch full of ice water for the rest of the movie.
Keep you awake.
And well, the thing is, if you've ever gone like on a water ride at an amusement park and you get your pants wet, you know that feeling, like you're wearing a wet diaper?
But usually you continue to walk around, you plan it properly, so you know you're dry by the time you actually leave the park.
I think it's far easier for you men with wet underwear.
I don't know about that. The way when chicks wear little thongs, there's like 1 square inch of fabric. I think those dry pretty fast.
Well, that wasn't mine.
I'm just saying. You're wearing a lot less than the guy's pair of boxers.
Oh, God, Virgil, it was. Virgil says it would have to be like nectar to you, that movie. And you know what's crazy?
Very little, really. I mean, it was cool. Well, I recognized all the names because they taught you in physics and math and stuff, like Niels Bohr, and Einstein, everybody's heard of, and then Oppenheimer himself, Fermi. All those guys were it was such a big breakthrough of science that time period that all these names that they were throwing out there. They weren't famous yet. There's nothing to give away. It's history.
Yeah, no spoilers, though, about the end.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to save that for you. But I want to tell you, this guy was enticed. He was super brilliant, really. And he was studying, like, quantum mechanics, quantum physics.
Yeah.
And the way this movie is done, you're going to be doing like flashbacks and forwards. But anyway, he always had this moral compass where he thought, we have to go forward with this because Nazi Germany and Russia is coming right up behind us. And if we don't do this, they're going to do it.
Well, and then after that was all over, still Japan's already pretty much showed every island hopping campaign that they would fight to the last man. And when you got to defeat an entire nation of men, women, and children, it's like, holy crap, that invasion would have killed hundreds of thousands of people probably. So it actually saved lives, which is sad, Drew.
Oh, Virgil says he knows the end, but it goes beyond that.
No, I think he knows the end of the movie.
Maybe he does. It takes a whole, like, political turn.
That's cool. That's a good flick. I liked it. It was a 3-hour movie, but it went fairly fast for a movie that didn't have fighting and bombs and stuff. It went really fast. A lot of times those movies can seem long and slow, but that's pretty interesting.
If I don't wonder what time it is, I know I'm in a good
movie.
I look
a lot of times because I can kind of gauge, not these type of movies, fiction movies. I can kind of gauge what's going to happen. But yeah, this is nonfiction, so I couldn't gauge shit, you know, based on how much time was left. So yeah, all right.
Very well done. If it doesn't win any awards, something's wrong. Watch Barbie. If Barbie goes in and it's a clean sweep on awards, we all should boycott those dolls.
Well, yeah, I don't really
burn them in effigy. Eh?
I really don't watch those awards anyway because no.
He was kind of a womanizer, though, even as far back in those days. I was surprised. This guy got himself sugar just about everywhere he went. And as I mentioned in a message to you, Virgil, to me, he looked just like you.
That would be the actor.
Yeah, I said the actor looked just like him.
No, I thought you meant
like
he did, like the real guy. I don't know. I don't remember the real guy. I would imagine the way they casted everybody, I'm sure everybody was at least similar to the real person.
It's kind of like a baby face, but it's women like that, like a manly face.
It was very,
what?
Almost like malnourished face.
Yeah, you know, he did.
It was almost like he was undernourished. His face was kind of sunken and not a lot of meat anywhere on that head of his, except obviously between the ears for the real guy, because he obviously had a brain. All right.
Well, I guess we got to
start the show, Deb.
All right, everybody, remember, ordinary playing cards, not tarot, not oracle, not any other system that's out there. And I know there's a lot of them. I don't know if it's surprising or not. I've never studied anything else. I tried once many years ago to learn tarot, and it was a nightmare. So I have a great deal of respect for it. I will get tarot readings, but this is not tarot. And sometimes people need that distinction, or they'll say, you know, Deborah Lee gave me a really nice tarot reading. Well, that's not tarot.
No, some people don't know better. Yeah,
yeah.
You're right. You're educating them right now.
And
for those that don't know.
That's right. And also using a full 24 card layout, which I use with my private sessions and with callers. I really like not to just, you know, rifle off a few cards. Some enjoy doing that. Myself, I prefer to see like the whole enchilada of your life, I guess. The landscape of a little bit of the past, and there's present and there's future. But just bear in mind that regardless of what threw in a reading is basically potential for your life. Nothing here is ever written in blood or stone. You hold a tremendous amount of power over the direction your life takes, who gets involved with you, the jobs and careers you choose, or, you know, how you resolve situations, that kind of thing. So I just want to mention all of that, so you give me a moment or two.
Certainly.
And I'm now going to bring forward the man of the hour.
I'm not really the man of the hour, but okay.
Jimbo.
It is the Psychic Love Doctor show, so I'm not the man of this hour. But welcome, everybody. We want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also want to remind all you folks out there in radio land, it's amazing this stuff makes me get burp.
What does?
This stuff is just I don't know if there's any carbonation. If there is, it's the lowest carbonation in the world. It always makes me burp. But anyway.
What are you drinking?
It is the Monster Zero Sugar Energy Drinks.
And what is diluting it?
Well, that has nothing to do with burping. It's rum. It's not beer. Rum isn't carbonated. All right. Anyway. If you're international, let us know. We'll give you shout-outs. We got a bunch of new folks in here. I think Laura may actually have departed because she says she has to get up like an hour and some change because she's going to Ireland. Laura from London, all right?
Oh, okay.
We'll give her a shout-out anyway. Rachel from the Land Down Under in Australia. We got Virgil in the UK. And I think I've hit all the international folks. And then our welcome to all of our regular friends in the lower 48. We welcome you back. I know I was doing a Debbie. Debbie says when you think about somebody, all of a sudden they appear. So I was thinking yesterday.
Oh.
I haven't seen Luna in for a while.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, so I was like, huh. I assume a lot of times, but you should never assume. A lot of times when we don't see people for a while, the biggest factor is life is busy. And sometimes it's because life is so really good and happy and stuff. They don't really have any, they don't want a carb reheat. Maybe it's because they don't see anything coming. Maybe they figure it's a jinx. If you're on a hot streak, don't jinx it type of thing. Life's great. Everything's rolling great. Maybe
yeah.
I don't want to look in the future. How do I screw it up?
Yeah, and a lot of people are afraid. You know, they fear the future.
Well, I'm talking about our regular people
that
disappear for a while. That's why I was saying. There's a lot of times it's just life. Life takes over. You don't have time to come out of a show or something like that. But other times, there's a lot of times, like you've seen it with some of your clients, that actually your paid clients, it's like a lot of times when things are kicking butt and great, they got nothing to get a hold of you for.
Well, they're
not worried about anything for you to look at.
They're not
right?
going to call me and say, hey, how are you?
Yeah. Unless they're like paranoid that, oh, this is too good to be true. I better have her look in the card and see when this is going to end, this great streak I'm on or whatever.
Yeah, they are very suspicious. You know, what do you say? Like suspicious.
What?
People. You know, they don't want to ruin a winning streak.
Superstitious, you mean?
That's it. That's
yeah.
it.
Oh, a lot of, you know, I'll be honest with you. I have things I've had in my entire life for like sports stuff a lot of times. Never like to don my sports gear going to a game of my favorite team. When I was a kid, it's always jinxed me, so I stopped doing it.
You don't
it.
Wear the jerseys?
No, I don't wear it when I'm not wearing it when I'm at the game. No. That's always been a jinxer to me.
Hi, Jeanette. Glad to have you with us.
That's just me. I like to wear it the next day in victory celebration, yay, or if it was just a good game and nothing to hang my head about, I'll wear it too after the game, day after a game. But yeah, when I wear them to the game, it seems like it doesn't do me well.
Really?
Yep. But it's superstitious, not reality, obviously.
Yeah, and you also don't like anybody to tell you anything about the game if you've recorded it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that sucked. When I was in the Navy.
Yeah.
We got to tell the time. It's our show anyway, goddammit. Anyway, when I was in the Navy, when I was on the George Washington, they were just building it over in the shipyard. So we were on shift work. We weren't living on the ship yet. I wasn't in no condition to live on yet. We'd go there because the propulsion plants were starting to operate. We'd go there and do our thing. And then, but anyway, Minnesota Twins were in the World Series. This was
long time ago, Jim.
91. It was the fall of 91, I believe. Anyway, so back in the VHS days, I'd record it, right? And then I tell all my people knew that all the people that I actually worked with, they recorded, blah, blah, blah. Then I'd walk in and I'd talk to like somebody that I didn't really know on a regular basis, like an officer or chief or something. He'd go, wow, how about that game tonight? That damn thing when all those extra innings and the Braves won it in like 14 innings. Like, well, I said, thank you. Now I get to sleep tonight because I was going to go home and watch that game I taped. Don't have to now. You spoiled it for me. No, that's cool. It is what it is.
Catherine says their spring training field is about 5 miles from
here. When I was in Florida, I went to nuclear power school there in Orlando. I actually went and saw the Minnesota Twins is a little spring, you know, because they were in the grapefruit league, they call it. I don't know if they still call it that down there. And I went and saw my favorite Minnesota Twins in 1985 down there when they had, then all of those guys were in the World Series 2 years later. But it was great. It was cool. It was like going to like a high school game as far as the size of the stadium. You're right there on the field practicing. I love that spring ball stuff. It was cool. So, yeah, I would go there a lot, too, if I was them folks. Maybe now it's more popular, but there was no crowds at those spring games. But maybe now it's a different ball game. I mean, we're talking, that's 4 years.
You said it's still called grapefruit.
Yeah, and the one out west is called the cactus league. They have two, spring grapefruit, Donnaflora, Cactus League is about Arizona. Imagine that, Cactus League, some shit like that. So, yep, that's good times. It was good times. I don't know. 35 years later, maybe they're sold. Maybe it blows up now with fanfare and it's expensive. It costs nothing. It was like almost free practically.
Go watch them.
Yeah. It's spring ball. Yeah. The Floridians didn't seem to care. There wasn't a lot of people there.
Hey, before you go to people
okay.
waiting, what day is it?
It's Friday Junior.
Yes. And?
Jim has a monster. Oh, which day? Oh.
Tom Brady's birthday.
Oh, well, our international folks aren't going to really give two shits.
Oh, well, it's Watermelon Day.
It's Watermelon Day. It's IPA Day, which is, oh, look at this. For some reason, Friday Junior is everybody's favorite day now on this planet. Everybody, IPA Day, I that was an acquired taste.
What?
IPAs.
Why?
Did not, that hoppiness is, if you're, you have never had one, obviously, and you were a light beer drinker, so you drank water beer, as we all did a lot of times on our age. There was no different other choices around when we grew up. But IPA is a whole different ball game. That's some serious hop action there, boy.
Rachel wants to know, what's the Tom Brady?
Yeah, well, there's no way she would know if she didn't know. If you don't watch American football, he just retired recently, could be one of the greatest quarterbacks of all times in American football. Literally.
And wasn't he kind of old?
No. Well, he was in his 40s, which is pretty, that's a hard contact sport, but he had he's rich.
Sure.
He had this trainer, nutritionist guy and a chef that he followed these strict nutrition and workout regimens and diets. It was to a T, and it obviously worked because he's only had one major injury in his life, and that's when he was away a lot younger. So obviously whatever he did was, I think that we could probably do a 5-hour show and not get all these callers. Deb?
Well, we'll do our best.
Take a look. Enjoy this. Look at the list.
Oh, my God. So, folks on the phone, we're going to have to keep it short.
Yeah.
So we can try to get everybody.
Oh, Rachel was talking about, the light beer. I don't mind the low alcohol beer because it's kind of watery when you're sitting outside watching like a baseball game here in July when it's 95 degrees, the sun's beating on your ass, and there's no wind. You know what? A little bit watery is not so bad. You don't need to be sitting there chugging a Guinness out there. That's probably not going to do you too well. Yep. All right.
Take one moment.
Who chucked Virgil out? I don't know what that means. They chucked Virgil out. What are you doing, Deb?
I lost it.
Shut your damn volume off.
Yes, I just did.
Thank you. I lost
it for a minute. I am regaining it.
What'd you lose?
My sanity, apparently.
Oh, you lost that when you were probably the day you were born. You were born batshit crazy. Just nobody realized it because you were a baby, so you had an excuse.
So
that kid's a little weird. Well,
how did Virgil get chucked out?
I don't know. I asked that. How do they know?
He didn't say anything untoward.
Well, we don't know. If it was really bad, they would have blocked it and we never would have saw it. So.
No.
All right, Deb, we got it. We got to do this. Get your cards. Get ready.
Remember, everybody, we're going to do as many as we can.
Yep. All right, 775, first caller. We got 400 billion callers. We got to rock. Is this Wendy?
Hi, thank you. Yes, this is Wendy from Rancho Cordova.
And hi, Wendy.
Hi. You both are aware I was with another agency.
Yep.
And then starting on July the 1st, for 3 weeks, basically. And then they called me and said, everything is wonderful. Your caregiver is, I think they said, Nicole. And then the next day they dropped a bomb and said, we're basically dropping you as a customer. You're too picky, which was a total lie. I was very flexible. And when I called and I spoke to them, there were two women, Jessica and Katie, and they were very mean to me and tried to manipulate my words. And I'd like to know the real story. I'd like to know why the owner didn't respond to my question asking him to call me. I'd like to know what really happened. Was there a complaint? If there was, what was the complaint? That would be a lie if there was. And I'd like to know what in the world happened. What's the real story on this? I want to put closure to this.
I thought you had moved on from this to where you have a new caregiver and things were going well.
Well, yes, I'm with a new company and everything seems fine. But I want to put closure to that previous experience because I'd never had been treated like that in my life.
Well, I'll do my best, but I may not be able to pick up much on that.
Give it a shot, Deb.
Mm-hmm.
So all you can do is what you can do. The voodoo that you do. Yeah, she understands. All right. Alrighty, real quick, yeah. Folks out there in Blog Talk Land and Facebook Land, bear with us. For some reason, this Thursday show has become very popular. So.
Yes.
All right. Yep. The cards would be nice.
Yeah.
I'm come on, Deb.
Hey, off me. I'm trying to do a couple of different things at the same time.
Well, you can't because you have hands that are doing the voodoo. I can't do the voodoo you do. Know what I'm saying? You are the voodooer. She who does voodoo. Except it isn't. It would be scary if it was. It has such a bad thing to it, voodoo.
Well, just remember, yesterday we did set some new protocols.
Okay, what
for
was
the
that?
Show that this isn't a show of entertainment. It's not strictly reading.
It still has nothing to do with anything we're talking about here.
No, but we also said not to push me if I'm answering something.
Well,
I'll get back to the cards quickly.
All right, folks, I'm just here to be a bitch.
I guess so. Well, I don't. Here's all I can get from it, Wendy. They didn't like you. And, you know, that's not very professional of them, but they did not like having your account. So that's the best I can get for
you. They probably are used to dealing with people that don't speak out.
That don't talk, don't have criticism.
So they're like, we don't want that person. They're going to maybe actually catch us doing wrong things even. So
exactly.
They're like, that's probably what it was. It wasn't your fault, but it was because you are not like just being a complacent zombie.
Yeah.
It's so strange because they asked me if I would, a couple of times, if I would do a review, and I did a great review each time. Then I even went on Yelp and did some reviews. I don't expect everybody to like me, but I do expect common courtesy, and I do care about my reputation.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, that seems, you know what, as we go on in time with different generations, that common courtesy thing is becoming less and less. It's sad. It is very sad, but true, unfortunately.
And especially if they're hiring people to work for cheap.
Yep.
And they don't have a high standard for themselves, you're going to get crap.
Yep, and they probably can't. You know, there's a lot of factors. It's not an excuse, but it's why they are the jackwads that they are.
Well,
right.
Sure.
And it's not your fault. They're not used to you being proactive.
So, but in business, I worked until I was almost 70. And I always felt under obligation to treat everybody professionally. And so that's fine if they didn't like me. But what was it that they did not like about me?
That you weren't, I don't know.
You were probably a threat.
Yes, and you weren't happy, and they just felt it was easier to deal with people that are so disabled they don't talk.
Maybe they checked in and somehow they got a hold of you having other problems. Maybe all these people network a little bit, these agencies, maybe they checked her out and said, she's had issues with a couple other agencies, and they said, we don't want this.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so it's hard to say, right? All right, here we go.
Well, I think that would be a HIPAA violation if they talked to another agency about me.
You're right. It would be, but you also have to prove those violations. There's the problem when they do that stuff. That's the key.
All right.
You know, you're right. They're not supposed to do any of that stuff, but you know how businesses are. Businesses, they're in it to make money, even though they're in a business to help people. That's what's sad. All right, real quick. Here is your angel card. It is Spread Your Wings. Archangel Ariel says, do not hold back right now. The timing is perfect, and you are ready to soar.
Yeah, so look forward and not back.
Yeah, so, I mean, the back thing is bad, but you're obviously in a position now where you're going to soar and feel free, and you finally are getting over all the crap that you've had to go through. And good things are there ahead of you. Like, thank you so much for holding, Wendy.
Yeah.
We appreciate it because I know you helped for a long time. Yep.
Thank you.
And good luck to you. And let us know. Keep in touch.
You know, that's
well,
the
thank
other
you
thing both. Else with reading.
Mm-hmm.
In order for me to keep my integrity, I've got to tell the truth.
Absolutely.
You know.
Most people, there probably are one out of 20, 30, 40 people don't want to hear the truth, and we've had them hang up on us.
And they've had, we've had them
hang up on us. But most of the people here, they want to hear good news. We all want to hear good news, but you also want to hear the truth, because it's better to know some bad shit's coming so you can be prepared, or the good stuff you want to come is not there yet. You know, like, oh, this guy I met, this and that ain't going to work out. And you say, oh, I love this guy. And he's
well,
like, well,
even
you got to accept
knowing
it.
Bad stuff is coming, there's so much you can do to change that. For instance, if I tell you, please guard your identity. I have had so many people, including myself, that have been careless and not realized, gee, I'm being hacked, or my pocketbook's been stolen. You know, you got to keep an eye on things. And when you find out that, hey, this could happen to you, that's when you become proactive.
Yeah, I mean, murder, rape, and thievery have been around since before recorded time, unfortunately. So it just gets a little, there's more people on Earth now, so it's happening more, but it's always been there, always been there.
And, you know, oh, my God, you can't rely on an organization or an institution that everybody's going to follow their high standards. For instance, doing my time in the Army years ago, every time I turned around, somebody was stealing, like trigger mittens, they're beautiful, expensive gloves that are used for firing, you know, weaponry, and socks and other things. And I finally got to the point where I would find one, like, say, in a march, I'd pick it up, stick it in my pocket, or put it in my rucksack if we were, and I would start a collection. It kind of reminds me of the guy, Richard Gere, in not a few good men, but the first one, Officer
and a Gentleman?
Yeah, where he had a collection of stuff.
Did he?
Buckle.
Oh, I didn't know he did.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that movie a lot, but it's probably been at least 10 years since I've seen it.
And I would then sell them to people. I thought, damn it, I have to go out and replace mine,
my stuff.
And you go over to the, you know, the clothing at the PX. It's not that cheap.
No.
So, yeah, I didn't charge him an arm and a leg. But, hey, if you need...
The best thing to do in those situations is to be a barterer. I don't want money. What do you got to trade?
I did.
Trading is the best.
My cards, all
well,
through
you
my
did that.
Army
yeah,
time,
right, yeah.
They would shine my boots. They would do my laundry.
Yeah. But, I mean, bartering is really in the
bartering
military.
Bartering is alive and well.
That's the best thing in the military. A lot of... Folks don't have money. But it's like, I got this. What do you got? I got this. Nah, I don't want that shit. But somebody else says, well, I got this. It's like, oh, well, actually, you know what? Copenhagen, they haven't had it on the ship for a long time. It's back with tobacco. I'll take that can of Copenhagen, and you can have this. You know,
yes.
Yep. All right.
Take us away.
I want to give some international shout-outs.
All right.
Laura from Canada is here, and so is we have Leanne, I believe, who is also from the UK.
Is she?
I think so. No, wait a minute. Maybe she isn't.
I'm looking for her.
Yeah, she is. She is indeed.
Oh, Leanne, good to have you with us.
I saw the West Yorkshire. I would say if I was like some kid and I learned how to talk, I would say Yorkshire.
Or maybe it is Yorkshire.
I don't think it is. I think it's Yorkshire, but I don't know.
Ye
who run around England, tell us how to say it. Of course, they can't do it in type, so that was a dumb thing for me
to say.
Well, it's
like here, the spelling is Suffolk.
Suffolk.
But we say Suffolk.
Yep.
Norfolk.
Is Nor?
But it's Norfolk.
I think we bastard. I don't think it's...
Portsmouth.
That's
Portsmouth.
It's Portsmouth. And we have multiple Portsmouth. Imagine that.
Multiple?
Yeah, there's a Portsmouth Naval Shipyard up in New Hampshire.
Oh, is there?
Yes, they are. I believe they specialize in the submarine and only community because there's a little sub base around there somewhere.
By Rotten Groton?
It's probably, well, look at that. All those little New England states are all by each other.
Sure.
You know, that's right, Rotten Groton.
Leanne says it's how you said it. Yorkshire?
I thought it was Yorkshire.
Not Shire.
Yeah, I thought it was Yorkshire too.
Okay. Well,
that's what I guessed too.
I bet we show our ignorance when we are tourists over there.
Well, I mean, it's a two-way street. If they came over here, there would be a lot of things we pronounce, and they would think that, well, this is all I would pronounce. That's why you do that when you visit other countries. There's ignorance, but you don't hate the ignorance, because why would they know better? You don't expect somebody to know better.
Hey, we're bringing our money over. You better like it.
Right, same with both. It's a two-way street, is what I'm saying. When people come here and they don't know how to say something, I don't get pissed off. I don't even correct them. I don't give a crap if they say something wrong.
Save Lisa for a little bit. Lisa, I know you can hear us, but I want to knock out a few others because you delight the heck out of us. So
you do the voodoo that you do. All right. Anyway, we're going to keep on going. We're going to go up to the great, great Empire State. That's a big state as far as population.
What
pretty,
is that?
Pretty decent. So Empire. New York? Yes, the state of New York. It is. Area code. 520. No, not 520. Hang on, Lisa. We were just tricking you. I'm a dumbass. My name is Jim Shaden. I'm a dumbass. The wrong five. It's 516.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry, New York. You're here now.
All right. Welcome.
516, you're here.
Yes. Hi, Deborah. Hi, Jim. It's Kavita from New York.
Kavita! Oh, Kavita.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, I thought of you just recently.
Sounds like that.
And wondered how your painting career is going.
Oh, yeah. No, that's kind of on hold. I'm doing a lot of other things now.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Got lots of stuff going on.
Yeah, lots of stuff going on. But just wondering what you pick up for me.
Well, tell me. Yeah, it's been quite a while. So maybe you could bring us up to date a little bit.
Well, I'm doing this new, I don't know if I can talk about it on the air, but it's called the Energy Enhancement System. It's based on science, and people are finding it's a scale of energy, and it brings healing to all the cells in the body. And a lot of people who are doing this in different centers around the country are getting tremendous healing effects for all kinds of issues. So I just started doing that. And getting some good results, starting to get some good results health-wise.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So what did you want me to look into for you?
What would you like her to do a reading
on? Like what do you see happening in terms of, you know, the health issues resolving with this?
Oh, right. Okay. You don't have to go into details. I remember.
Also, you know, we don't have, you could talk about just about anything on here with us. So even if it's proprietary, something that you think is doing really good for you and it's a product, if you like it, you like it. We're okay with that.
Yeah, you're just giving
your opinion. Everybody's
opinion. Personal.
You're not talking about some kind of crime that's in progress or anything like that, or you're not making fun of another person here or anything.
Right.
But if you're talking about if you got a testament on something that you're doing and you like and or you want to know about it, feel free to speak about it. You know, because maybe you'll be open door for a lot of other people that are listening if it's good.
Yeah, it's called the Energy Enhancement System. A lot of people are getting really great, like tumor shrinking, and it's based on science. It's not just woo-woo stuff. That's what I like about it. Tumor shrinking, eyesight improving, hearing improving, things like that. So it's fascinating. It's developed by a physicist. She's brilliant. And her parents are both nuclear scientists, and they were involved in the building of the stealth bomber. Brilliant people. So this is a technology that actually brings scalar energy to each of your cells and increases the millivoltage so that disease cannot exist. So there's a lot of hope in the future for healing with this technology.
Well, that's good. We have to explore every avenue.
Yeah.
And we do. And you know, that look how people evolved. I mean, look at,
yeah,
it's, but we go full circle sometimes. Remember back in the day, like it was herbs, different treatments, mm-hmm. maybe waters and rubs and stuff.
And then
everybody got into the drug world and they said, you know what though, but some of that stuff was working really great. So we should not just forget it.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
I think beneficial for you. Is it actually going to get you over the, the obstacle here? That remains to be seen. It's not,
mm-hmm.
It's not a slam dunk here for you.
Right.
So, okay. So it looks like it's going to cost a little bit of money.
It does. It's new technology. It's expensive, so it's not cheap right now. But once it gets,
anything new,
right.
There's going to be a cost
with
it. They have, like she says, they haven't developed, they haven't mass produced, refined.
Exactly.
But if it really works and it's working for you, and you can afford it, to you, it'd be like, well, I'm willing to pay that.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, my sleep,
the results, right?
My sleep has improved drastically. I sleep well now,
wonderful.
Which I haven't been doing
sleep,
for years.
And that,
so.
That could be enough alone, just the sleep.
You know, and I also have to stress the benefit of like a placebo effect. You know, the mind is capable of great ways of healing. And if you believe, what, shook your head. But
no, I'm shaking like, yes, I agree. I agree.
Yeah, and we do have a capacity to literally heal ourselves, bring us to a state of homeostasis, which is good health.
I remember in the 70s, everybody was really into cancer research, but they haven't gotten anywhere. And there was a lot of places that had these focus groups, and they would try to almost get into a meditative, not really hypnotic state of believing and getting into their brain and believing that they were going to find this cancer and they just kill it and cure it. Some people it worked. They said some people actually worked without any drugs.
Yeah, so I think you're definitely going to see improvement. Whether it goes all the way, I wouldn't want to assure you of that, but it's a good start.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I mean, anything. Yeah, yeah. If any improvement is good. Doesn't mean like...
Yeah,
right,
improvement.
No,
I mean, I'm already, sleeping, which is huge, because the last few years I've had difficulty staying asleep.
Huge.
I mean,
to me, that's huge
sleep.
Because that's another way of your body heals to be able to get good sleep. So that's
exactly.
A win-win. That's a win-win.
Okay.
Stand by. Here is your angel card reading. Subject is chakra cleaning.
Oh.
Archangel Metatron. Oh, that's my transformer.
Yeah.
But look at it. It's a chick. Metatron is a girl. Call upon me. This is Metatron speaking, not Jim Trade. Call upon me to clear and open your chakras using sacred geometric shapes. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, you might want to look into that. And maybe she's non-binary, your angel there.
I don't think they had that back in the days of all... come on, Deb.
I don't know that angels even had.
All right.
Just
there's a female. That's a boob. That bear's called a boob, Deb. That bear's a boob. I'm looking at the picture on the card. You can't see
and
it.
It's a naked one. Come on.
That's the best kind of boob there is on this planet, one that is unclothed. But anyway, that's a whole different subject folks.
That's great.
I have some
awesome meditations if you like meditating. And I got them from the metaphysical college that I attended. I'm not allowed to sell them, but I can share them if you ever want to have any.
Yeah, well, awesome. Yeah. And you've got to keep us in the loop on this because all this new things you're trying out.
I mean... Yeah,
people
a couple
do
of the people who are
others,
at,
works good.
A couple of people I've spoken to at the center have only been going there for like 2 months, and their one tumor shrunk, a 12.5 centimeter fibroid is gone completely. It's shut to doctors, and I'm hearing all these reports from people who are going there, so there's hope.
Yeah, well,
that is awesome.
Great.
That is awesome.
Very hopeful for the future.
I'm going to just put her on. We'll say goodbye. We never hang up on you folks. I'm just going to put her back on mute, but that's all. But us as human beings, typically we're pretty good about solving eventually physical things that are serious. people say, oh, the human can't find a cure for the common cold. It's like, well, you don't really freaking need to pour $1 million into research on that because you get over a cold. But the cancer, that's a big one. And they've been studying and studying and studying that. And it's nice that people are thinking outside the box.
Absolutely. Very well put.
Yep.
Yeah, not bad.
Like I say, a good think tank organizer that says, all right, I want you to organize a bunch of people to figure out a way to solve this problem for a company. You better pick people. You don't pick all people that think just like you because you ain't going to solve shit.
Mm-mm.
You got to pick people that think all over the place. All over the place. Yes, an international shout out to Louise in the UK.
Yes, Louise.
Welcome in, Louise. Well, it's time for a little Lisa, I think. It is.
Yeah, go ahead.
It is. We've been on for 40-some minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
unmuted her
know.
Once for no reason because yeah. I'm a dummy. What?
I want to know. Hello.
That was a weird sound. I don't know where it came from.
How are you?
It's all the way, Jim.
Oh, I'm doing really well. You know, every day is full, jammed full, and so anyway, I did send you a message, Deb, and I sent another one just now, so I'll wait to hear back from you, but I just want to know what's hard there.
I will be with you tomorrow, Lisa.
Okay.
I will get a hold of you after the show. Yeah, I will be working tomorrow. All right.
Yeah, we cut out early today.
Yes, we went to Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer is a 3-hour movie, and the theaters like to burn 20 to 30 minutes on crap before you even can see the movie.
I do not call trailers crap. I like them.
Well, first of all, you got 10 to 12 minutes of not even trailers, commercials. And then you get out here, here's the previews. It's like, you know what? I've hated previews ever since I was young enough to ever go to movies. Like, I didn't come to watch previews. I came to watch the goddamn movie. Why don't you pick one movie theater and say you can sit in here for free and just not watch nothing but previews. Because you know what? I don't want to see it. If I want to see a goddamn preview, you know what? Especially with today's internet, all the trailers are out there on the internet. You can watch trailers that you won't even see. They have like 5 or 6 that don't even show at the theater.
All right.
Got it?
Got it.
Off the soapbox.
I love it.
All right, Lisa, how's it all going?
You know, I'm just one of the herd. I've never questioned it. I just sit there watching all the previews. If they crank it out, I take it in. It's okay. Well, last night, I mean, every day is several meals together, and morning, noon, and dinner. And then we had meal last night, and then we watched Shape to Water, and I was making comments. It was so cool to watch it with another adult, and I said, if they have a baby together, what will it look like? Oh, they're both so sensitive. And it was just kind of fun. And then this morning we had to go do errands, and it's just been really. And then tonight we're having dinner, and so
behind the time.
And then tomorrow we have to go out of town, and
Town for what? What do you got to go out of town for?
Where are you going?
Errands. Let's see. I have an errand, and then he has to look for some stuff for himself since the accident. He has to look for his. You know, we're going out of town to look for some stuff, go shopping.
Sure.
And,
all right, understood.
So it's quite, you know, we're going to be spending the whole day in the car, actually, because of the errand location. And
I was curious.
Is
he waiting on getting a new vehicle until he knows his medical healing situation?
No.
I would legitimately wait.
No.
If I have no shape to drive a car really well or a sports car or something, I would
wait. Are they giving him a new vehicle? Is it going to be new?
No. He is deciding on what he wants to do as far as his choice. And he's very conservative in that way. And he...
Okay. That's cool.
The car that got wrecked, he had saved a lifetime for, and he was very attached to it, and it was a sports car.
When I was very young, in my 20s and early 30s, I got very attached to cars that were special to me. Now, they're cars.
Yeah.
Yep. I got to take what they are. Yeah. At my age. As soon as I hit, my 40s, I started not really giving too much of a shit about them. They're cars. Get another.
Yeah.
But when I was young, teens, 20s and 30s, I put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. I did all the maintenance, engines, transmissions, and stuff. So I felt sadness, but that is gone. All right, anyway, back to the...
And he wants a vehicle that he thinks he will be, that will fit the bill of where he's at for the rest of his life. And he thinks that prior to buying, saving for that other vehicle that was wrecked, he had bought a, he doesn't put much mileage on. He doesn't put much mileage on his vehicles. And then
sports car while I go out for a bang, but I'm just saying, oh, I'm sorry, I should have muted it. Go ahead, Lisa, don't listen to me.
He would always buy industrial vehicles, like trucks and vans for his industry, his trade that he was in. And then, he bought the sports car. It was just a dream car. And so he's just trying to be really careful about his choice. He doesn't put a lot of miles on his car.
Sure, but to expect getting a previously owned vehicle and expecting it to last 40 years, that's asking a lot.
Well, he's going to buy a brand new, and he doesn't want to get – I always buy new to me cars. I don't buy brand new. And then he's reading Consumer Reports. This is what it is. He lost a vehicle that he was attached to. He was just really attached to that vehicle.
Many of them.
And he's very upset.
I've cried over vehicles.
Did you? Yeah. I've never had it. Well, maybe I did once.
I've cried over a couple of vehicles that I had to, send to a junkyard. I have. That was a long time ago. Nowadays, I don't give two shits now. But back in the day, I was like, oh, my God, I love that thing. It was a 1960-something this. I did all this stuff to it. I did all this, and now I got to sit in the junkyard. Yeah, well, now it's a fucking car. I'll get
it. He doesn't drive a lot. He just drives very rarely when he does have his own car.
What the hell? If I hardly ever drove, I wouldn't give a shit what the car was.
Well, things can go wrong, remember?
Well,
no, he's not worried about that. He's worried about
his identity.
He's not worried about reliability.
Well, he wants it also, kind of functional. It's like a multi-thing that he's looking at. We drive around, he's always stopping and looking at cars and talking about it and Consumer Reports and that kind of thing. I always get new-to-me cars. I don't buy new cars.
All right.
So my question would be, Deb, what do you see? Because I think tomorrow I might have something to report to you.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yes.
See, now, when she says this, folks, she's arranging private reading. A reason I'm saying that is some people think on Facebook, the show's over. I'll just messenger her shit for free and she can do all this reading stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no, folks. Come on. What world do you freaking live in? We love you. We care about you. But we're not going to do you can't just keep messengering for readings and updates. If you really want that, outside of a show, you know what you got to do.
That's the beauty of the 800 number where you decide how long.
800 number, the psychiclovedog.com webpage. You can arrange for a reading and you guys can coordinate a time and the amount.
And I already sent my
Lisa knows this. This ain't for, this isn't for, she knows this is for all the other folks up there.
For everyone, really. You can keep me updated, but to ask me for
Can you look into this? Can you look at that? Can you look at this? I got to do this tomorrow. It's like, you know what? Come on, you think that we just sit, God said, you shall sit here and do readings, and you shall never get money. Fuck you.
God would never say that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He wouldn't say that, but that's what some of these people seem to think, that you're here just to keep giving
no,
a reading,
but
even
do,
after the show.
I do have some overhead, you know, that I have to.
I think everybody's time has a dollar value on it.
It
does.
Yeah.
And if you guys want to shop around a little bit, I'm not, like I said, these places are just here waiting. Look around and see what some of the other folks in the psychic world are charging.
And that's why I've never.
Yeah.
That is why I've never worked for service. I don't want anybody to have to pay me like $7 a minute.
Yeah. Stay up. Well, if you're in the United States, stay up till about, I think at 4 o'clock. Whole bunch of channels shift to infomercials at 4 o'clock.
Oh, do they have that?
There's
on?
A 4 to 6 area. Not all of them. A lot of them. And you'll see the California psychics.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'll say, oh, yeah. And then look at the fine print, $1.99 a minute for the first, like, whatever. And then bam.
Yeah, I think it's just a few minutes.
And then you're slam, bam. So here you go, Deb.
And they will play with your intelligence by saying, oh, my goodness, look at this that I see. But alas, we're out of time.
It's a used car salesman. It's
yeah.
P.T. Barnum. The fucker's born every minute. You know, you're going to play with them, entice them. Hey, here's your free sample of heroin. Here's your free sample of crack cocaine. Oh, you want more? Oh, but there's a dollar value once you're hooked on it. You want more.
I want to tell you, Lisa, you've got cards that are just going terrifically. You're going to have a nice time. Maybe a little bump in the road here and there, but nothing catastrophic.
Well, and that's life.
Yeah.
Life is full of bumps. Some of them are pretty rough, but, you know, that's cool. If you got bumps, you got bumps.
And if you continue to pursue the idea of taking on a partner, I think it's going to be very lucrative for you and the partner.
Nice. Very nice. That's a win-win.
Yeah, I really think that it will accelerate band.
Yeah, I don't know what she's talking about, but you guys know what you guys know with each other. So I'll just let
and
it go.
And this is something that still is so prevalent in your cards, that you are eventually going to relocate, and it's going to be a very, a very profit-oriented environment where I feel that you could have your own shop. We've talked about this before. You know,
once
hiring...
again, we're over here.
Oh, yeah.
You guys talk in code. Not going to pry.
Yeah.
No, I've told her I see her hiring just Hispanic women and, you know, those that...
I'll just show you the title.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Well, I don't know if we've pulled this in the last 2 months.
I don't know that we
here.
Have.
It must be a very rare card, but it's for Lisa. She can't wait. You got a good card coming up here over in my end.
Yeah, you sure do.
Yeah, baby.
There's still something not right with this certain couple.
Which
and
one?
I keep getting the insight that it's the couple that dropped him off that day.
You're talking social-wise.
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing to do with the business
there
thing you were
talking
about. There's
something there that would... It really disappoint you about them.
So maybe there's so many layers of the onion you haven't peeled enough of them.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It'll become more evident. You know, at first time, you kind of vague about a situation.
But you should have seen this woman in her, I wouldn't say younger years, she rode everywhere she went with a cookie sheet. So she could put it on her lap and do her cards all the time. She would do her cards. And the moral of the story is, A, if you like a card reading class, her to do it, it's great. And B, she knows that you have to ask the question over and over and over if it's not
and
clear.
It
if it's not clear.
Well, that's
right?
Why learning this for yourself.
Can't
well,
be killing
yeah,
of the
so
onion,
much.
Right? Which is why we're talking about the class thing. Yes. All right, well, back to Lisa. Do you have any parting thoughts for Lisa?
For Catherine, I have to say this is in the future yet. This isn't even remotely soon for Lisa. I think I've gone a 5 to 10 year route on that.
But
okay.
She's not 95 years old, so that's not a big deal. Good things come to those that wait, right? All right, here we go, Lisa.
So
I don't remember.
Good thing. Going.
Well, you
so
stand by.
Today.
Listen.
Here's a card I've pulled, and I don't even, I don't know if I've ever pulled the card. Maybe Nina did, which back in the day, or whatever the fuck we called her. But anyway.
Veronica.
That's so stupid. Anyway, the subject of your card is prosperity. It is from Archangel Ariel. Your material needs, excuse me, I hate the carbonation. We'll start from the beginning. Your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality.
Love it.
Prosperity is the subject. Yeah. So apparently, keep following your dreams and your intuition because you're on the road to prosperity, which Deb was just telling you.
Thank you.
That you are going to partner with somebody that's going to make you both.
It'll be a very amicable business
relationship. Terminology? Mutually beneficial.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's a win-win when you partner. That's what, when people partner, that's what they want sometimes. Yeah, it doesn't happen. Yeah. So that's what they want.
And some people that call in, they get involved with somebody that's like their boss, you know, or their coworker.
You mean involved in a different way?
Yeah, it can get things
You mean like brown chicken, brown cow?
Yeah. I was at... Go ahead.
When we were getting back from our errand this morning, we were going to go into lunch together. He was telling me, he asked me, are you good? And I said, no, I'm a very bad girl. And then he went inside and came out and he stood there and he says, you know what, I'll do anything you want me to do. And so that's how the day has been going. And he's coming over tonight. And
wow.
He's bringing...
Well, I can't wait for a briefing on that.
Yes, and then we're going to...
You'll get a briefing, you guys. Yeah, you guys know what you got to do.
Yes, I will get in touch with you, and we'll set up a time.
I'll be slaving away at my workplace. Just kidding. I will not be here.
Yeah, but you love what you do, so...
It's love-hate.
Yeah.
Life is all love-hate.
Yeah.
Love, you have to have balance. You can't have pure bliss. There has to be yin and yang and all that bullshit, so there's balance at work.
I guess so. Well, all right, Lisa. We're going to let you go for now.
Thank you, guys.
You go now. You go now. You've been here for an hour. She hasn't heard that. She doesn't know
Thank you.
All right, honey. And we will delve into the deep mystery.
Oh, yes. You girls will have your one-on-one time session, almost like a porn movie.
I won't even let the dogs hear. Yeah.
Yeah, you will.
Well, I will. Yeah.
Yeah, like the dogs are going to be like, oh, I heard what Lisa said. Like, they're going to talk to each other. Did you hear that, Lisa? And the dogs, all they want to know is, does somebody want to play? Does somebody want to sleep? Does somebody want to give me food? Can I go out and play?
There's one male and three females, and everybody's humping everybody else.
Everybody's humped now. All right, Deb.
All right, you guys. Listen, remember, tomorrow is Rebel Card Night.
It is. It's Friday, and we apologize to all you folks that have been on hold for a long time. We threw the show together like, what was that, about 2 o'clock-ish you set it up? About 2-ish.
I thought it was right as we were getting to the movie. Three.
Well, between 2 to 2:30. The movie was never known. Anyway. All right, you hear that? So we're saying goodbye to you blog talkers. We're sorry.
Join us tomorrow, regular
Friday.
Time, 7 p.m. Eastern. 4 p.m. Pacific.
Rebel Cards.
Yeah. And we'll be here with bells on for you. So get
That's
your,
right.
Get your
good night, sweet time, and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish.
Let
every dream come true. And now you'll be.